What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, October 26th, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get right back to P-Gate. I guess that's the name everybody's kind of settled on now for this dossier scandal. And there is no way they're going to be able to keep this under control. And we're already starting to see cracks forming within the Democratic Party, even within the corporate media. Everybody's getting ready to bail. The first of the dominoes have started to fall already. This thing is not going to stop anytime soon. And Donald Trump is out there, understandably, criticizing the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign for funding this Russia dossier. There are now five investigations in Congress looking into this and various aspects, as well they should. So they're not going to be able to control all of this. Obama himself is now the target of two congressional investigations regarding the handling of the email scandal and various other issues and his possible involvement in the Uranium One deal as well. So this is spreading rapidly. Now, there's a little bit of good news. Okay, we were criticizing Attorney General Jeff Sessions for keeping that FBI informant gagged. Well, that has now changed. The Department of Justice has lifted the gag order on the Uranium One informant. He is now free to testify before Congress. So this is going to get really, really dicey. They haven't identified him. That's a good thing because he might wind up in Fort Marcy Park somewhere. But right now, what we're starting to see is the Democratic Party, both the old guard and the new guard, are now distancing themselves from Hillary. They're not saying it didn't happen. They're saying they had no idea that it was going on here. So we've got Tom Perez and the new Democratic National Committee disavowed all knowledge of the infamous Trump dossier. And now Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the old DNC are saying, no, we didn't know about it. We had absolutely no idea this was going on. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship, and Hillary is finding her support mechanism is starting to collapse. Now, part of the coup is now exposed because Clinton colluded with the British because it was this British intelligence that put forward this fabricated claim in the beginning to come up with all of this information. Now, apparently at one point, according to this article that came out of LaRouchePAC.com, apparently the dossier was used in an attempt to blackmail President Trump into changing his views on potential friendly relations with Russia by claiming Putin held sexually compromising information on Trump. Now, supposedly, the president refused the blackmail and extortion attempt, and that's when they basically put it out into the news media to try and sabotage relations between the United States and Russia. Now, at this point, we know that the relations between Trump and Putin aren't all that cozy, and it's a very alarming thing for most of us paying attention to the situation here. Now, over on the Wall Street Journal, they're starting to ask a real serious question here. Did the FBI use manufactured fake information to trigger the Trump probe to get a FISA warrant based on this complete made-up dossier? Because if that was the entire basis of the FISA warrant, well, that's fraud. And it would invalidate the warrant, would invalidate anything they found with it, but then they weren't looking for anything they could take into a court of law. They were looking for anything they could leak to the media to damage Donald Trump. So politics is dirty. We all know that. And Trump just got a lesson in just how dirty those politics can be. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, did you hear anything about Perkins Coie Law Firm, which is funneled the money from probably Hillary Clinton's, the Clinton Foundation, and then they would give the money to the Fusion GPS to hire Chris Steele, that MI6. He worked at the Russian Bureau, I believe, or the Russian desk, right, in Britain?
Yes.
And Yeah, so, like, so you see how these spider webs just, you know, just they go everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's just so ingrained in our, in not only in our government, but in the British government. They're going to do anything that they can to get rid of Trump. You know, like him or hate him. Yeah, this is the kind of dirty tricks. And then the whole dossier was made up. Now who made up the original dossier? Like, who? You know, I'm hearing Jeb Bush, Mike. I'm hearing Jeb Bush. Because remember they said one of the people that the 16 Republican presidential candidates is involved in this. So I'm hearing Jeb Bush or the Bush family. Remember, Barbara Bush wanted, like, she was making phone calls, from what I heard, trying to get everybody on board to go get Trump. So the Bush family is involved in this. Now,
of course they are.
How it leads.
Of course they are. They're tangled up with the Clintons and that whole government-sanctioned gun and drug running back in Arkansas in the 1980s. That's what's binding them all together. This goes way beyond the dossier and way beyond the Clinton Foundation. We're looking at the heart of the narcocracy. And, yeah, that's why all of a sudden all the Bushes are coming on out and they're making their statements. And, you know, they're basically dragging. Everybody's out there. They're all in a panic because when this particular pile of manure hits the ventilation system, everybody's going to get splattered.
Yeah, but, Mike, you had a phone call from a woman yesterday. She said, like, you know, we're winning. And so this is not the time to be, like, greedy and thinking we're winning. We're at a dangerous point now.
Yes.
I mean, because these people are going to try to, let me tell you, if more stuff starts coming out, these people are going to pull some kind of, you know, false flag or something to take the mind off of what's going on, because this is a big story. You know,
yes.
I mean, this is a dangerous time we're in. I mean, you know, like, hey, Mike, I also want to talk about that Paul Pern guy from MSNBC, who they fired for sexual harassment. So there is a lot of, there's a battle going on right now in Washington between nationalism and globalism. And this, I think this Hollywood thing also has to do with that, Mike. Maybe in a small spot of the sexual harassment, but I think it's all somehow interconnected at this particular time, and, you know, moment in time. That's just my opinion.
I think maybe the Hollywood sex scandal, because Hollywood's always been like this. This is nothing new, this kind of behavior. But I think it's been thrown out there because in the hope that it will distract people from the Uranium One deal. It's not really working. We're covering both of those stories, but we're keeping the focus on Uranium One. But you're right. It is a very dangerous time. I think anybody working in the independent media or even the corporate media who's covering the story needs to be very concerned about their personal safety. As I was mentioning yesterday on the show, these people are desperate enough and have the resources to even attempt to actually assassinate President Trump. And that I hope his security people are really paying attention because they're playing with what effectively amounts to one of the most powerful organized crime groups in history. And, killing world leaders is something that they're sort of used to doing all along. Look at how they're going after Assad, how they went after Gaddafi, how they went after Saddam Hussein. So they won't hesitate. If they really think, if they can't get a lid on this thing, if they can't distract everybody from it, if it looks like there are going to be indictments, one of two things will happen. There'll be an assassination attempt on the president, or there'll be a bug out where all of the key players in all of this are just going to leave the country, heading for someplace without extradition all at the same time. And as somebody confirmed to us yesterday, most of the wealth of the Clinton Foundation is already offshore in these satellite foundations, these shell foundations. So the money's already outside the country. Bill and Hill could just hop on a plane and be out of here, and that would be the last we'd see of them.
Yeah, the money could be also in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. You know, because she did a lot of business dealings with them. And, Mike, also, there's another thing. They can try to do some kind of, like, a mass terror attack, you know, and then wave the flag, you know, and everybody will forget about P-Gate or whatever, you know. But these people will do that because they arm terrorists that kill men, women, children, and old people and babies in Syria. You know, and they lied about Iraq.
Yeah, but the question is, a new false flag terror attack is probably not going to work. I mean, look how the Las Vegas thing cratered. You know, they didn't get any traction with that at all. And they're still trying pathetically to find some way they can reassert the official story. Nobody's paying attention to them anymore. We're not even really looking at anything about Las Vegas anymore. You know, it was an obvious false flag. Boom, done. Let's move on. Uranium One, P-Gate. Let's focus on the important things.
Yep, but like I said, dangerous. When an animal gets cornered, you do not let down your guard. These people will strike back, and they'll strike back hard.
Absolutely.
And I just want to let people know that, you know, don't let your guard down. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Dustin. We're going to let you go. No, Dustin's absolutely correct here right now. Anybody who's covering this story in the independent media or the corporate media, you need to double down on your personal security. You make sure all your alarms are set, your TV cameras are working, because, yeah, these people are now desperate, and they will do anything they think it's going to take to try and keep this story under control. I mean, they've been pounding on my website server, and I know who it's coming from because the DOSers are always targeting those Hillary Clinton files, which we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So getting on back to it, even the Washington Post is starting to break ranks and basically say, yeah, it's time to deal with this P-Gate dossier. And basically, Trump is out there saying, and he's been saying all along, it was made up. They paid a lot of money for it. And Hillary Clinton denied it. The Democrats denied it. And now, only because it's going to come out in a court case, they admitted, yes, they did it. And they're embarrassed by it. But it's a really sad commentary on politics in this country. Well, Mr. Trump, it's kind of always been that way. And I learned that one the hard way back in 1994. Now, Greg Jarrett is out there saying right now Hillary Clinton can be charged with 13 different crimes. All of them are under Title 18 and does not include that complaint filed with the Federal Elections Commission that funding that dossier and not reporting it amounts to an election law violation. But she's guilty of bribery, acts affecting a personal financial interest, conspiracy, false statements, frauds and swindles, fraud by wire, attempt and conspiracy to commit fraud, obstruction of justice, destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in a federal investigation, perjury, disclosure of confidential information, unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or materials, and even James Comey said she was guilty of that one, concealment, removal, or mutilation of government records, attempt to evade or defeat a tax, in other words, using the Clinton Foundation for personal purposes, and attempts to interfere with the administration of the Internal Revenue laws. And that comes from when she was calling the IRS on behalf of UBS and trying to get them off the hook. So that's what they've got on her so far. And now that it's all coming on out, and it looks like Hillary might be up for some indictments, I think it's time that we go back and we look at some of these other questions from the past. First and foremost, and this relates to that email server, was Hillary Clinton selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server and using the Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money? Because at the height of this whole thing with the Secretary of State, almost half the money pouring into the Clinton Foundation came from foreign sources. And the Clintons did this all back in 1998, when Bill Clinton was running for re-election. They did this all over again. Bill Clinton used his authority as president to authorize the sale of very sensitive technology with military applications to China, and at the same time, Chinese money was being funneled into his re-election campaign fund. And they used Chinese-American citizens to make it all look like it was above board. But when the investigators talked to these Chinese citizens, it turned out, yeah, the money was coming from China, including Chinese intelligence. And the scandal was called Chinagate, and it should have been prosecuted. But sadly, the email server at the White House broke down, the disks were destroyed, and there was no backup. So that was the end of that situation. But the Clintons have done this before. And so it's a legitimate question, and it needs to be asked, and it deserves to be answered. Was Hillary Clinton using her private email server with very weak security to send classified U.S. information to foreign interests in exchange for donations to her charitable foundation? That needs to be looked at. And by the way, there's another question I have here. It's been established by Charles Ortel that the Clinton Charitable Foundation did not do enough charity to qualify as a non tax-exempt nonprofit organization. Why has the IRS not gone after them and said, you owe us the taxes on all that money? Well, because Hillary can blackmail the entire government over that gun and drug running by the CIA back in Arkansas. Then there's the other story way, way back, the one that got me blacklisted out of Hollywood, the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. That needs to be gone back into. It was clear it was not a suicide, and the depths to which the system sank to protect itself, I think, was exemplified when Alan Favish took a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit all the way to the United States Supreme Court to get the crime scene photos of Vincent Foster to confirm the paper trail that there was, in fact, a second gunshot wound on the body, which would undermine the claim of a suicide. And the Supreme Court ruled against Alan Favish, literally on the principle that dead people have a right to privacy. That's how ridiculous it got in keeping this cover-up going here. And there's a lot more than that that we could look at. I mean, all the stuff that was going on in Arkansas, the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, and again, back to that actual gun and drug running operation by the CIA under then-Governor Bill Clinton. That should be opened up for all of America to see. Now, the corporate media is starting to show a divide on this. ABC is still loyal, gives just seconds to the Clinton funding of the dossier, spent 10 minutes on Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting, which turned out, again, nothing actually happened. The meeting was all about the Magnitsky Act and nothing else. Now, since the inauguration, CNN has mentioned Russia over 16,000 times and so far has spent a total of about 4 minutes on the Clinton Uranium One scandal. Now, do you remember back when Donald Trump suggested that the Democrats were behind this P-Gate dossier? CNN came on out and said, oh, he's just being a conspiracy theorist. He's got his Twitter account and he knows how to use it, and he's just a wacko conspiracy theorist. Well, I think CNN owes the White House, owes Donald Trump, a huge apology. Now that it's turned out that, yes, in point of fact, the paper trail is there. The DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign paid this law firm to hire Fusion GPS, who hired Christopher Steele, who just concocted this dossier out of thin air. So we're starting to see some segments of the media, like the Washington Post, they're turning on Hillary. It's damage control. They're now realizing that if they try and go on protecting Hillary Clinton, they risk the entire government and corporate media structure. The question is how to get Hillary to step down gracefully and not blow the whistle on all the other skullduggery that's been going on by this government for the last 30 years. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Schiff is still out there saying that the Uranium One probe, it's just a distraction. It's being pushed by the White House. It's being pushed by Breitbart. It's being pushed by Fox News. And this was on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports. Basically say, oh, it's no big deal. Really, you shouldn't pay any attention to this at all. Really, we have to go back to Trump and Russia. Trump and Russia, that's the real story. There's nothing there. Even Dianne Feinstein has admitted, after one of the most intense and expensive investigations in U.S. history, they found absolutely nothing to substantiate the claim that there was collusion between Russia and Trump. All the collusion was between Russia and Hillary Clinton. And they're trying to, like, pretend that that didn't happen. This is blowing up in their face. I mean, there aren't enough eggs in this country for all those media faces that deserve to have egg all over their face for all the lies they've been feeding us. By the way, apparently experts are saying the United States really needed that 20% of the uranium ore that Hillary sold to Russia in exchange for bribes. It wasn't a surplus. It wasn't something that we weren't using anyway. And that may be why we're in Niger right now trying to make up that shortfall. We'll be right back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay.
You're on the air.
Can you not hear me?
I hear you.
Can you not hear me? Oh, you
hear
me now. Good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's see. There's something else I wanted to bring up to you after I address. This is a joke, a little adult theme, no foul language or anything. But, you know, they got all this massive amounts of money, and basically this is a joke. This is just a joke, and it's one of those as you sow, so shall you reap jokes. So I think you can appreciate this, that there's a rumor that Bill Clinton has AIDS, but there's another rumor that Bill Clinton went on this sexual safari throughout Asia and went to visit all these different brothels, and he came back, and when he went to the restroom to urinate, there were green and purple spots all over his manhood. And he went to the doctor.
I really don't think...
This is a joke.
I know it's a joke. I don't want to go there. Let's skip the joke and get on to what you wanted to share with us.
Okay. I got a call from this guy who was soliciting funds for police benevolence, and I tried to raise the issue because one thing that has concerned me is the civil asset forfeiture that basically, if a cop pulls this and he doesn't have enough sense to know, excuse me, this is color of law, you're violating people's rights, you're just a thief with a badge. If a cop gets injured or killed, and I can't really say it's in the line of duty, this is obviously a violation of people's rights, right? But I wanted to raise the issue of asset forfeiture with him, and I'm like, look, I don't know if it's happened. It wouldn't surprise me at all if somebody, you know, some cop tries pulling civil asset forfeiture and somebody, you know, may pull his own gun, you know, the cop's sidearm, and shoot him with it. And, you know, if I were on the jury, I'd have to say, excuse me, dum-dum, you had that coming. You're a thief with a badge. If you have any moral compass at all, you know that this is wrong. You can't take somebody's property without due process, without a reasonable suspicion he's committed a crime. And when I tried, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about is, I appreciate your concern about cops being injured in the if they're getting injured, violating people's rights, are you people going to do anything about having a moral framework of saying we're not going to violate people's rights, kind of like the Oath Keepers and that kind of thing? And he just said, we'll just take your name off the list. It's, I don't know, maybe he just wanted to get on to the next call, but he didn't want to discuss it with me. I take it you can appreciate that if somebody has a civil asset forfeiture fraud perpetrated on them, they are pretty much within their right saying, no, you don't either. Right?
Well,
I think that if you were on the jury, you might be more sympathetic with the victim of civil asset forfeiture than the cop who might get injured or killed in the line of, I can't say in the line of duty, in the line of thievery, right?
Well, I tend to agree with you, but unfortunately, the laws are written to basically say the police can, in fact, do this. Now, there is, of course, a Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus the United States, came on down. The Supreme Court said that if law enforcement is engaged in conduct that is outside the letter of the law and the Constitution, you have a right to resist up to and including the use of lethal force. Unfortunately, in today's political climate, I don't think the courts would go along with that. I think the attitude of the courts right now is you do as you're told.
Yeah, and that's the problem is that I think that the real solution is we need a class action lawsuit, and we need to embarrass the body politic. It's like, how can you carpetbaggers enact such, you know, this is actually called color of law. Anything that's called law that is in violation of the principle that people have to be informed, they have to know what they're getting into and agree to it. And if people knew anything about this, they only agreed, we got to do something about this drug dealers. Yeah, really? How about, all these big pharma that are pumping out medications that have this paradigm that, hey, as long as we can make money from our multi-billion plants, and if it's something you can grow in your own backyard, it's not science.
Listen, we're almost to the commercial break here.
But the thing is,
we're almost to the commercial break. I just want to say this. The issue is civil forfeiture was sold as a means to punish criminals, and instead it's being used on law-abiding, innocent American citizens. Anyway, we got to let you go, Mark.
And do it. Right, thank you.
We got to do – all right, bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Fox News is going on and on about the impending release of the last of the classified documents in the John F. Kennedy assassination. And frankly, I'm not expecting there to be anything. They have had decades to sanitize and, if necessary, fabricate documents and replace them. I mean, look at the extents they went to cover this up when it all happened. Look at all the strange deaths like Dorothy Kilgallen. Apparently, John F. Kennedy's brain, which was preserved in formalin, that disappeared. So I'm not expecting there to be anything, and I view it as a distraction. I'm sure people will be looking at it with some interest, but I'm not expecting there to be any bombshell revelations in there. Besides which, again, the House Select Committee on Assassinations did conclude there had been a conspiracy, because the acoustic data from Dealey Plaza indicated more than one shooter was present. So, again, like Las Vegas, it's over and done with. We know we were lied to. We know there was an assassination. There was a conspiracy. Let's focus on what's happening right here and now today. The Uranium One scandal, the P-Gate dossier, the pedophilia scandals, and on and on and on. We got to keep our focus going here. Now, getting back on to domestic politics, apparently President Trump has named a new IRS commissioner to replace John Koskinen. And basically, this is in response to the fact that the IRS was targeting conservatives during the Obama administration. And for the most part, they got away with it. Remember Lois Lerner and all the information was supposed to be on her hard drive. And oh, golly gee whiz, the dog ate my hard drive. And we recycled the backup tape and we just fired the company that was doing the backups anyway. So, gee, the evidence is all gone. And basically, Trump is starting to clean out the IRS because the IRS fired a lot of people supposedly over this scandal and then quickly rehired them. Basically, they got a vacation. They got a nice vacation for doing what they did, and then they got their old jobs back. Now, a federal lawsuit has charged Dr. Margaret Hamburg, the former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, with conspiracy, racketeering, and colluding to conceal deadly drug dangers under the RICO law. And basically, this lawsuit was filed on behalf of eight plaintiffs who claim they've suffered severe harm by ingesting the drug Levaquin, whose deadly side effects were concealed by the FDA to protect financial interests. Another reason why you shouldn't trust any of these government agencies to tell you what's safe or harmful or what you should be eating or not eating or what medicines you should use or not use. They're all compromised by the financial interests. They see themselves as working in partnership with big agriculture, big pharma. They're not really here for the interests of the people. They're basically sales tools. Yes, you can take this medication. The FDA has approved it. Meanwhile, the FDA tries to stamp down on any small up-and-coming companies and say, oh, no, 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 you can't have that on the market. FDA is out there leading the fight against medical marijuana. And on November 1st, we're going to have Don Wiskin from Extendivite. He's going to be on the show. Apparently, up there in Canada, he just went through a big runaround with their government agencies who are trying to basically shut his product down. And he's prevailed, and I'll let him give you the details of that. That's on November 1st here. Now, story coming out of Blacklisted News, the U.S. is now widening surveillance, warrantless surveillance, to include homegrown violent extremists. And this story is originally out of Reuters. And basically what it's saying is that even people who have no known connection to foreign terrorists are now permitted for collection of information without bothering with a warrant for counterintelligence purposes. All of this, of course, completely unconstitutional. All of it at whim, as it were. Now, again, coming up on November 8th, the Antifa and the snowflakes in general are planning their civil war to drive Donald Trump and Mike Pence out of the White House. Personally, I don't think they're going to get that many people to show up. So basically what it's going to amount is they're going to scream helplessly at the sky that Empress Hillary has been cheated of her rightful plunder of the Oval Office, as it were. And again, as disappointing as Donald Trump has been on the war issue and on the jail Hillary issue so far, that may be changing. We dodged a bullet by keeping Hillary out of that Oval Office. She would have been so much, much, much worse. But again, we're looking at the reality that picking the lesser of two evils every 4 years is still evil, and it's a stupid way to be running a country. So that's coming up on November 8th. Now, let's get into the war zones here. The U.S.-backed forces basically have won the oil race on the eastern bank of the Euphrates and have seized control of the oil and gas infrastructure located in the area. And of course, they're going to hang on to it. It's very obvious at this point that even though the war is all but over, ISIS is almost out there, that the U.S. is planning on hanging on to that territory of partitioning Syria, even as they were out there saying that Kurdistan shouldn't break off and Catalonia shouldn't break off. They're out there saying, yeah, maybe, yeah, let's break off the part of Syria with the oil and we'll keep control of that. And Tillerson is back out there making comments about how the reign of the Assad family in Syria is coming to an end. And the only issue is how that can be brought about. Now, these comments were made following a meeting with United Nations envoy Stephane de Mistura in Geneva. And Tillerson is out there saying the United States wants a whole and unified Syria with no role for Bashar al-Assad in the government. Now, of course, Assad has won his last few elections by huge, huge margins. So the U.S. government has now dropped that pretext about being in Syria to fight ISIS and al-Qaeda, because that didn't work. And now they're back to, we have to get Assad out. Well, Mr. Tillerson, it's not up to you. It's technically up to the Syrian people at the ballot box. And frankly, their elections seem to be a lot more honest than ours are. But they're grasping at straws. The only way they're going to get Assad out is with a decapitation strike, and that would be seen by pretty much everybody on the planet. It is an unprovoked act of war. The only justification, or the only reason they want Assad out is he won't do what the U.S. wants him to do. That's really what it all comes down to. Now, getting on back to Niger, and everybody's scratching their head and saying, what the heck is going on? Why are we in Niger? Why is Niger the hub of our operations in Western Africa? What's going on? Well, Niger has a lot of resources, including uranium. And now we're hearing that 20% of U.S. uranium that was transferred into Russian hands in exchange for those very generous donations to the Clinton Foundation was not a surplus, that we really needed it. And that may be one of the reasons we're in Niger. But we're in Africa in general to basically capture all of those undeveloped natural resources and, of course, to deny Russia and China access to those same resources. And Trump is now trying to explain away the fact that they were in Niger, and Congress didn't know about it, by saying that he had authorized the generals to do what they thought were right. In other words, he's transferred the war policy away from the civilian leadership to the Pentagon, which was never intended by the founding fathers. And so we probably have wars in all kinds of places we don't know about yet. So there's the natural resources, there's the use of Niger as a hub for drone strikes into other countries. Ron Paul has come on out and said basically right now, as of this moment, the U.S. military is occupying 53 of 54 African nations. In other words, the conquest of Africa is all but complete, and we never saw it. Now, all right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Tom in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I got a couple questions on Hillary, if you bear with me. If Hillary was to die, would she be buried at Arlington Cemetery? And if she was, would she be next to Benghazi casualties? Another thing is, if Hillary sings, sings like a canary, will the Hollywood people give her a Tony? Tony be her cellmate? And then there was a question I have to ask is how much did the Russians actually pay for the uranium? We know how much they paid for the bribes, but nobody's ever put out how much did they pay the U.S. Treasury for the uranium they got.
They didn't actually pay the U.S. Treasury anything. It was the Canadian company that acquired the leaseholds. And I presume that the money goes to the owners of the land. And then Rosatom wanted to buy that company, the Canadian company. That's when it became a federal issue where it should have been blocked. And again, the uranium is a key component of nuclear weapons. Look at what a big stink they're making about North Korea and Iran and nuclear weapons. And then here's Hillary Clinton facilitating the sale of all this uranium into the hands of Russia, who is now free to sell it to any other country on earth, including ones who do not like us. So it was a very hypocritical thing to do. As far as where Hillary would be buried if she were to die at this point, I don't really care. But if she starts to sing you know, and believe it or not, she's already won a Grammy for the audiobook version of It Takes a Village. So Hollywood just loves to shower all kinds of awards all over here. That's what everybody's afraid of, is that Hillary will start basically ratting out everything that's been going on since Arkansas in the 1980s. That's the hammer that she's held over everybody's head that allows the Clintons to just get away with what they're getting away with. You know, you mess with us, we'll bring the whole government down by revealing that the government is the biggest drug seller on the streets of America.
Yeah, so she'll probably get a Tony then, right?
Who knows what she's going to get? I mean, the instant she starts to do that, she's lost her leverage in terms of being able to stay alive. So I don't know how this is going to resolve out.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Aloha.
Aloha, thank you. We're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Michael. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Super. Hey, I wouldn't mind seeing Hillary, if she should, pass away, be married with the Osama bin Laden taxi driver he threw in the water. I think that'd be pretty appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But just to segue into maybe a different topic, I don't know what type of a cell phone or mobile phone usage you have, but, you know, it really irks me that, I moved away from TV and onto the Internet because I don't want to pay someone to lie to me, you know?
Yes.
And so now I'm paying for bandwidth, and it seems like I've changed phones, changed carriers several times, and I notice a trend that, once I go to certain sites over and over again or make certain phone calls, like the RBN, my bandwidth goes up, but I'm not using any more of it. And there are apps that you can't disable that seem to be like maybe little spyware that's pre-planted, and it's just eating up your bandwidth, and you're paying for it.
You are. Now, fortunately, the good news is due to public pressure, most of the cell phone companies are going back to unlimited plans. They're moving away from metered usage because people were just not going for that one at all. And so you can get around that. But the problem with the bandwidth and especially the drain on the battery, it depends on which phone you have. Now, we don't have Android here anymore, thank goodness. But on the latest version of the iOS for the iPhone, it comes with a default setting where the native applications, the ones that come with the iPhone, are constantly refreshing their data and updates in the background, even though the app is not visibly running. And that can really drive up your usage and drain your battery very quickly. So you have to go into settings and go into that background refresh and turn it all off, and then your phone will act much more civilized.
Right, yeah, I do that with no matter what operating system. I've used several, and, they give you a limited amount of what you can disable. And I'm a long-time user of Linux distros for computers, for PCs, and it's pretty apparent that they don't give you the full range of capability. And I believe, didn't Obama sign a bill or some kind of a directive that cell phone operators allow their phones to be modified or rooted or is it just carrier unlocked? I'm not sure on that. Do you have any idea about that?
Well, basically all of the electronic devices we have today, our routers, our cell phones, our tablets, and so forth, have government mandated backdoors in them to allow the NSA to come on in and bypass our security and basically look at what we're doing. The problem is that all of the cyber criminals have located those same backdoors, and they're using them as vectors to plant malware, ransomware, so forth and so on. And it's been made worse by the fact that due to some very sloppy security over at the NSA, some of their most powerful cyber weapons tools have now made it onto the dark web. And they were trying to blame Kaspersky for it, but it turned out it was actually just one of the NSA's own workers who broke the rules and took copies of this stuff home and put it on his home computer, and then he used a password cracker to install an illegal copy of Microsoft Office, and at that point his machine was opened up for outside hackers who found this NSA stuff on his machine, stole it, put it on the dark web. And apparently there was a similar leak of the CIA's cyber weapons tools as well. So a lot of the problems that we're dealing with in terms of cybercrime are courtesy of the United States government.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty plausible. That's a little more maybe believable and complex. I just thought it was maybe the NSA guy on one side of the hallway passing it over to the dark web guy on the other side of the hallway who passes it on.
That may have happened, too. That may have happened, too. I mean, you know, the dark web, there's a lot of organized crime there. They've got the money if they can bribe somebody. But in this case, this NSA guy, he was just being careless. He was being arrogant. And they tried to blame Kaspersky for it. Ooh, bad, bad Kaspersky. It's the Russians did it. No, the NSA did it to themselves, and they're just looking for somebody to blame.
Yeah. I just wonder when the NSA and the CIA is going to penetrate site intelligence and read a cat and follow the trail to ISIS.
They don't need to. They're all working hand in hand. My question is, why hasn't the NSA come up with copies of all of Hillary Clinton's emails? Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm already getting emails from Android fans saying, you don't know what you're talking about. Android is much better than iOS. Well, Claire's last cell phone was an Android. We had an Android tablet. And what we want is, yes, we're older. We don't want to have to spend a lot of time playing with the gizmo. We want the gizmo to do what we want it to do. Make calls, do email, web browsing. That's it. I don't want to spend time tinkering with it to customize it and make it, you know, all the things you can change on Android. I don't want to change anything. I want the thing out of the box to do work for me, not the other way around. Getting on back to politics, the U.S. Has now imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah in Lebanon, and the sanctions were passed by voice vote without opposition on the pretext of Hezbollah's acts of death and destruction. Actually, the reason is because Israel does not like Hezbollah, because Hezbollah is standing in the way of Israel's reinvasion of Lebanon. They still want that Litani River. They still want Eretz Israel. Now, over in Ukraine, they've had a poll, and apparently 79% of the Ukrainians do not support Poroshenko. They do not like him. And so his domestic support just isn't there. He's installed as a puppet ruler to get Ukraine into the European Union. And now the EU is backing off because after all these years of war with the Eastern Ukrainian republics and the loss of Crimea, it's now a raw deal. The EU doesn't need another basket case nation to sign on. They need a nation that's got wealth that can be siphoned off to keep the EU going a little bit longer. Now, there's a very interesting article that came out of Sputnik News, how Washington gave Iraqi Kurds up to Baghdad and lost to Iran. And the Kurds are feeling very, very betrayed by the U.S. because originally the U.S. was saying, oh, yeah, we think it'd be a really, really good idea. Then when they had the referendum and Baghdad started pushing back the other way and the U.S. said, well, maybe it wasn't such a really, really good idea. But basically, all of these U.S. interventions, they're all stumbling badly. They're all in serious, serious trouble. Now, the former IDF general, Shlomo Brahm of the Israeli Institute for National Security Studies, says that the Kurds made a big miscalculation with their independence bid, and this offer to abandon independence in exchange for talks is an attempt to repair the damage between them and Baghdad. So that whole situation has fallen apart. Now, the original goal of the independent Kurdistan was to carve up not just sections of Iraq, but sections of Syria into the new Kurdistan with hopefully a pro-U.S., pro-Israel Kurdish government, which would give the U.S. and Israel access to all that oil. That has now fizzled out here, which is why Israel is all of a sudden making more moves to cement their hold on the Golan. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification, and we'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.